The city of Goodyear became the first in the valley and the third municipality in the state to pass a vaping ordinance. The city council banned the use of vaping devices in public parks, buildings, and public vehicles. The ordinance also raises the age to buy tobacco and vaping products to age 21. Goodyear retailer Alex Nelson told the council he doesn't agree with criminalizing the sale of vaping products.
Honestly, what we need to do is increase the fines for children that are caught smoking. Increase them to the point to where their parents start paying attention. Parental accountability is one of the biggest problems we have in this nation right now. Everybody just passes the buck. It's not my fault.
Fines for violating the new Goodyear vaping ordinance will start at $500. Businesses can be fined as much as $20,000. Even though it was passed as an emergency ordinance, police will spend the next 90 days meeting with all businesses that sell vaping products and talking to students in Goodyear schools. Joining me now is Goodyear City Council member Sherry Loretano. Sherry, good morning. So why vaping and why now?
It actually started several months ago. We have meetings with our school principals and our schools every year, and this started to become a topic several months ago. So we started looking at what does our smoking ordinance cover and what doesn't it cover? And our school resource officers in our schools also brought it to our attention and our police that it was a problem. So we started looking into how can we best keep these devices and this material out of the hands of our youth and out of the high school age kids and younger. And it was getting into the grade schools too.
Now, you have teenagers of your own, I understand, who are they seeing what many adults don't when it comes to vaping and the experience they're having?
Yes, it's in the high schools. I have a junior and a sophomore in high school. And if you talk to the kids and talk to their friends, they see it quite a bit. And the schools try to take the devices away, but you know how kids are. When kids want to do something, they'll try to be sneaky. So they do know that they're doing it in the bathrooms, and they do confiscate them. And the schools do have penalties if they find them, you know, suspension. But yeah, it's in the high schools, and my kids tell me that they do see it a lot.
As you said, kids and teens will do things and maybe not let people know they're doing them, and they'll try to be sneaky. So as a follow-up to that, what's to prevent a teen from going to a neighboring city to buy vaping products? Are you hoping this will be a light to other cities to say, hey, it's time for you to step up as well?
Yes, I think that's the goal. Someone has to be first, and I think we made the steps to protect our youth. But it does have to be at least a regional, if not a statewide consistency, because you do need the consistent laws in this area, because we are, especially Metro Maricopa County, you know, you have one border on one corner and another city on the next corner. So that is a possibility. But for many of our teens, they may not be quite that mobile, which is a good thing. And then if the other cities follow suit, you know, we'll have some consistency there as well.
Having heard from a businessman who is saying that teens and parents need to be held more responsible, what's your reaction to that? And does this ordinance potentially do that?
It does do that. It holds everybody responsible. The teens, obviously, there are fines. It's a petty offense. And education for the teens. They're children, and we need to protect them. With regard to the businesses, we're not going after lawful businesses. We're saying, don't sell to the children. Check the IDs. We're going to have an educational period for 90 days where our chief is going to explain the law, explain how to properly check the IDs, what you cannot sell to the kids. And so the penalties only come into play when people sell to the children. And they are graduated penalties, but we're not saying you can't sell to adults. I think that's a distinguishing factor here.
Sherry, you and the other members of the council passed this as an emergency measure, and the city won't enforce the ordinance for about 90 days. What is the purpose of that?
Well, the purpose is so it will be on the books so we can start the kind of like the educational period now. If we waited and then we started an additional educational period, this is a very fast moving topic right now, and there's a lot of changes. We do want to get the education out there as quick as possible, especially when we've seen what's been happening in the last, you know, several weeks. This has really been brought to the forefront.
Earlier, I asked about the possibility of this inspiring or pushing other cities to act in a similar way. What about at the state level? What would you like state lawmakers to look into?
I would like them to pattern a statewide ordinance after our ordinance. I think it's well done. I think it does cover what we need to cover with regard to the children. There is not yet a lot of information on the health consequences of vaping. We're seeing a lot of things come down now, but we haven't had any studies. So that is a concern. They may need to go the extra step. And I think they do need to look at that, and they need to look to see what other states are doing. I know at the federal level, they're looking to ban some of the flavored liquids that are geared towards children. And also, I know some of the major retailers have also decided to stop selling some of the vaping products. So I think that's a good step. So I think the legislature needs to look at what we've done, and then they do have a little bit stronger powers statewide, and they need to look to extend this and maybe extend it further statewide to see what is needed.
That is Sherry Loretano. She is a member of the Goodyear City Council. We've been talking about vaping and what the City Council is doing to try to prevent it, especially among young people. Sherry, thank you very much for the time today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your interest in the issue. Thank you.